There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Okay, let's do this. Friday edition of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. My name is Sean. We'll be doing this for the next couple hours of live local talk. And contact, even if you're not going to contact today, good thing to put our phone number, our text line, they're the same. You only have to remember one. Put it in your contacts list so you'll have it down the road, or maybe you use it today. It's 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You can text that number. You can also call that number the good old-fashioned way. And I wrote this on my show notes today, how y'all are. It's like the second or third time. Something weird has happened. You know Justin Wilson? So I was talking about it with a friend here at work about cooking shows. Somebody was talking about cooking shows the other day, and I'm like, man, Justin Wilson, the old Cajun cooking show, remember? As a kid, I mean, I was not exactly, I don't think, in the demographic to watch a cooking show when I was 14 years old, or whatever, but I would watch that show. Maybe, you know what, that's what I'll do for Halloween this year. If we get do anything, I'll dress up like Justin Wilson and can say, I guarantee, and how y'all are, and do all that stuff for the show. I don't know. All right, coming up in hour number two, so we'll go backwards in this. Hour number two, Ryan Foster, manager at ASM Global Live, is going to join me. A lot to talk about with him. Show's coming to town, but I do want to kind of pick his brain on being in the business of putting on events and shows pre-COVID, COVID, and now post-COVID, and see kind of the trends out there. We'll talk about that coming up a little after 1 o'clock today. This hour, a couple things. We get into inflation discussion and some interesting story I read that was talking about the danger of a self-fulfilling prophecy of inflation. We'll get to that coming up later on in the show. And by the way, too, the people who sent things after my rant yesterday about the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, I'm all for disagreement. Lord knows I have the prodigal son is the most important. But I don't do this after hours. I mean, I appreciate people being fans, even if they disagree with my opinion and want to interact, but do it during the show, because that's what I do. Like, I'm not going to go, to the dentist's house and ask him to, when he's there on the couch with the kids and ask him to fix my tooth, So I keep it going in the show. Great. I mean, good arguments, things debatable, people disagree with me. Those things are good, but let's do those during the show. All right. As I said at the beginning of yesterday's show, I didn't get to the second half of this. I said they had passed something Wednesday in Washington, and they had not passed something Wednesday in Washington that irritated me. We talked about what they passed, and that's that Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. What we didn't get into, because they ended up running out of time yesterday, was what they didn't pass. And what they didn't pass is the PACT Act of 2022. You say, PACT Act? Is that state scholarship fund? No. It's the promise, it's Washington with all the stinking acronyms. I worry they spend more time figuring out what's going to be a cutesy acronym than they do working on actual legislation. But the acronym is the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act. It's the PACT Act. I'm reading a little bit here from militarytimes.com. I think that's a pretty good source to go to on this. Headline, new benefits for burn pit victims in limbo after Senate Republicans blocked the plan. This story came out Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday. So they give you a little timeline on this. So the author here, Leo Shane III, writes, a surprise deal on health care and environmental policies announced by the Senate Democratic leaders Wednesday afternoon produced an unexpected casualty. The comprehensive toxic exposure legislation veterans advocates expected to pass this week. The Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act, better known as the PACT Act, had been up for a procedural vote in the chamber with an expectation of a final passage before the end of the week. We go to this, too. He is accurate here. Procedural. This PACT Act passed the Senate back in June, I think June 16th. They passed the PACT Act 84-14. 84-14. Then it goes to the House. Right? And yeah, this works. Then it goes back to the Senate for the final vote. And to tell you where we are right now, neither of our senators voted for it either time. So if you agree with them, at least they were consistent. I disagree with them, but they were consistent. Both senators, Shelby and Tuberville, voted nay on June 16th and voted nay on Wednesday. AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl, our congressman, voted yes on the PACT Act. I called him specifically when this came out on Wednesday and checked the votes. He voted yes on this. So back to this story from the Military Times. Said the measure is a culmination of years of work done by advocates to improve health care and benefits for veterans suffering from injuries from burn pit smoke, Agent Orange spraying, and other military contaminant exposure. It has been widely celebrated as a potential landmark legislative victory in veterans policy. The measure passed the Senate by a comfortable, 84-14 vote in early June. Well, I think it was the 16th, and by a 342-88 vote in the House 2 weeks ago with significant Republican support, just like I said, AL1's Congressman, our Congressman Jerry Carl. But Wednesday, after technical corrections sent the measure back to the Senate for another procedural vote, 41 Senate Republicans blocked the measure, leaving its future uncertain. Republican lawmakers who had previously voted against the measure, including Senator Pat Toomey out of Pennsylvania, reiterated objections to how the money connected to the measure, about $300 billion over 10 years, would be accounted for in the regular appropriations process. Now, Senator Toomey worrying about appropriating the money and how much money we're talking about would be one thing. If we weren't in a world of spending, stop for a second. While I am a supporter and have not wavered on this, for U.S. support to Ukraine, okay? And I know it rankles many of y'all. I'm not going to support Ukraine until we support our troops through the PACT Act. If you're a member of the Senate that voted for sending additional aid to Ukraine, but you voted no to taking care of our warriors, I don't understand you. I mean, you know, and people say, well, man, somebody saying, well, you know, it's Republicans. Yeah. And just like I was incensed with the Democrats sign on to spend more federal money in an attempt to deal with inflation, I'm even angrier about Republicans who will say they support the troops. And then when it's time to support them long term, like post-war, not supporting war, but supporting their life afterwards, when they don't vote for that, I'm not going to sit here and pretend it's a good thing. When you crap on our military, I'm going to talk about it. I don't care what party's behind it or against it. And that's what's happened here. Now, is this perfect? No. And I've heard from people inside Washington that said, hey, Sean, here's a problem, that there's spending here and a slush fund here. If y'all were pure as a driven snow on slush funds and overspending, then maybe you would have a leg to stand on, but you do not. Goes on back to the story from the militarytimes.com. Said, the block came just as Democratic leaders announced plans for a comprehensive budget reconciliation measure, a plan the GOP caucus previously pledged to oppose, including increased efforts to snarl normal business in the chamber. That's what we talked about yesterday. And that's what happened here. Was a political counterpunch because of that Inflation Reduction Act bill that I think so little of. Okay? So I don't like that bill. But to use our veterans in this as a pawn in this back and forth game that's played in Washington is despicable. Now, Democrats push back, especially John Tester, who is a Democrat out of Montana, been a strong voice for veterans, though. John Tester, I think, a respectable person, said this 11th hour act of cowardice will actively harm this country's veterans and their families. Republicans chose today to rob generations of toxic, exposed veterans across this country of health care and benefits they so desperately need. Eight Senate Republicans, including Senate Veteran Affairs Committee ranking member Jerry Moran, Republican out of Kansas, voted for moving ahead with the bill. So eight of the votes, as you saw in that count, from Republicans, but it was not enough to get the bill passed. Republican leaders gave no public comment on the reasons behind the surprise move or on what changes would needed to be needed to move the legislation ahead. The Senate's scheduled to go on a month-long recess starting August 5th, and advocates have hoped to have the PACT Act on the president's desk before then. They say at the end of the story, the timeline appears out of reach now. So I want to think about people that are dealing with long-term respiratory illnesses, cancers. Yeah, I think about my late father-in-law, who was a Vietnam veteran, Purple Heart recipient, who was going across state lines to Mississippi to get treatment for his Agent Orange exposure. To friends of mine that are my age and younger, have been dealing with issues they had from coming from burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. They will still... The ones that are still alive will be dealing with those long-term illnesses while the Senate's on vacation, starting on August 5th. You know, the question is there enough money for this? Well, if there's enough money, and I get it. I mean, Lord knows I'm typecast, and rightfully so, as a fiscal conservative. But if we're gonna spend money like we do, what to allocate on a triage list? And to me, taking care of these veterans is top of the list before a lot of things we're spending money on. Goes in further here and says, for veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the bill would establish a presumption of service connection for 23 respiratory illnesses and cancers related to smoke from burn pits used extensively in those war zones to dispose of various types of waste, many of them toxic. The bill also provides for due benefits for veterans who face radiation exposure during deployments through the Cold War, adds hypertension and monoclonal gammopathy to a list of illnesses linked to Agent Orange exposure in the Vietnam War, and expands a timeline for Gulf War medical claims and requires new medical exams for all veterans with toxic exposure claims. Veterans who served in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Guam during the Vietnam era would be covered for the first time under the Agent Orange presumptive policies for those that served in Vietnam itself. Here's how they say. According to the Associated Press, officials say the plan would spend about $369 billion. Sorry, that's the inflation reduction plan. The PACT Act was even, I think, a few billion, as we're talking, less than that. So in response to passing the Inflation Reduction Act that I don't like, the budget reconciliation deal there, the punchback was to not pass the PACT Act. And that, my friends, is a shame. All right, we'll grab some text and some calls on this when we come back. It is Midday Mobile. It's FM Talk 106.5. And it's Friday.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Appreciate all the text. We'll get to these texts here in just a second and some variety of opinions, which keeps things interesting. Go to the phones first at 343-0106, and Tom is in Mobile. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Your thoughts on this PACT Act?
I'm sorry?
I said your thoughts on this.
Well, and a little explanation. I'm a veteran, Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran, and I'm one of the lucky ones in that I didn't work in those burn pits. Therefore, as yet, I don't have any conditions that I would consider connected to it. But I also help other veterans with filing their claims with the VA. And I've already seen folks that are, you know, suffering from cancers and stuff that they firmly believe are a result of, you know, having actually been ones that worked in those burn pits and stuff.
So you talked, I mean, you have individual people you're dealing with that did work in the burn pits and now have cancer.
Yes, sir, I am. And what really is, yeah. So, you know, they're fighting with the VA to get the VA to admit that, you know, the burn pit might have something to do with their cancer, let alone, you know, any compensation for having this cancer. And, you know, if the worst happens, and just kind of like you were saying, if they die while the Congress is on their
yeah.
vacation and don't vote on this, then, you know, their family's getting nothing based on their being killed by, you know, what essentially was their combat service.
And it's, I mean, they should not leave until they go re-vote on this. I mean, for them to walk out on August 5th and go on their recess, vacation, whatever they're going to call it, and right. have this, it is just despicable to me. It's despicable. Yeah. And if the Republicans say, hey, we don't like this part of it, and we think this might be a slush fund, this and that, then make the changes and re-vote it.
Exactly. And I read, you know, it wasn't the Military Times article that you were quoting. I read another article this morning that said that this is really all about a technicality. And, you know, they said, vote on it. We'll fix that technicality later. And they still declined. And
that's a shame.
Right. They're just being... butt-headed, for lack of a better
yeah.
term, over the whole inflation thing.
And listen, I don't like the inflation thing either, but that is not an excuse to let our veterans down. It is not an excuse.
Exactly.
It's not acceptable to me. I don't care whatever kind of political brinksmanship you want to do. It is zero approval from me.
Right. And like you mentioned, this already passed. Everybody wants.
Yes. Yes.
Now on a technicality, it's not going to happen.
We turn the heat up on them, Tom. I appreciate your continued service to our veterans and your service to our nation. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tom checking in. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. From the text line here, and later on we get a happier place in the show, I'll go to all these texts about Justin Wilson. So obviously I was not the only one that was such a fan. Terry says... Sean, we have been used as pawns while in uniform and after. It's probably a good thing vets have loyalty to the Constitution and not politicians. It's what we all should have loyalty to and follow your lead. Tony says, I 110% agree with you, Sean. This is ridiculous. These people should be taken care of whatever it costs. Makes no sense at all to support Ukraine and not our own people. The senators should be ashamed of themselves. Absolutely. And once again, Tony, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not changing my belief in supporting with military might Ukraine, but that's down the list from my people, right? I that's down the list. Unnamed texter said, y'all are advertising Camp Lejeune toxic water, but the legislation's not passed. Okay, this was from earlier. That was from during Jeff's show. Well, yeah, so that's what I am talking about. Let me read this from Jeff's show. It says, Tuberville and Shelby voted against the bill, like I told you earlier, which, by the way, they were nays both times, on the 16th of June and then on Wednesday. Says Tuberville has a couple explanations on his Facebook page. Yeah, I'm going to try to get the senator on here, hopefully next week. We'll see. That process is, it's okay. I mean, you can get to Senator Tuberville. He's not like in an ivory tower like maybe the other senator, but you got to go through some procedures. It says, please encourage people to call our senators and give out the Washington phone number. Okay, yeah, so Tuberville, and you put it in here. Thank you. Saves me the Google. Tuberville, 202-224-4124. And then Shelby, 202-224-5744. I'll tell you what, we'll have this. I know you're riding down the road. You're not. You can call the station, text the station. We'll, you know, I can get you the information, or Leanna can get you the information on the number to call. Okay, the Mariner. This is somebody who is disagreeing. So the Mariner says, Sean, you've got to get off backing the military just for the sake of always backing our military. Veterans are very well taken care of while they are in and after they're out. They're becoming a protected class that nothing negative can be said about and will get benefits that are unnecessary. Okay, so Mariner, my look of support is I come by it organically. Now, there's another cliched word. But the number of my friends, and like I said, my late father-in-law, who was being treated for Agent Orange exposure, makes it very real to me. So I back our military because I'm a proud American. Second of all, I back our military because so many of them are my friends and family members. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Get to your phone calls as well. Hold on at 343-0106. Coming right back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:34, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have y'all along. And reminder, too, because somebody was asking about the Ted Nugent interview from earlier this week. Check it out, podcast form. I know this sounds self-serving, and maybe it is, but it's true. The fastest way to get our podcast is through the FM Talk 106.5. I say self-serving. I mean, the app is free. The FM Talk 106.5 app. The way it works, when we post up the podcast, for some reason, that's the fastest thing that gets it. So if you want to get podcasts faster, you get them through the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's waiting for you over at the App Store for Apple users and at the Google Play for Android users. Grab it right there. Just look for FM TALK 1065. But it streams the station. It gives you show schedules. It gives you access to all the great social media feeds that Leanna does such a fantastic job on, which, by the way, y'all are melting it down on the Facebook question there. What's a skill that no one seems to remember how to do anymore? That thing is unreal. The number of people on that thing on our Facebook page. Go check that out. But that's all on the app. Check it out. And then, you know, you can get the podcast for anybody else. But if you like to wait around, that's fine, too. You can get it through any of the podcast platforms out there. We're most likely on them. And you can also just go to our website, fmtalk1065.com, and click podcast. 55 hours a week of shows that come from right here. We're a locally owned station, not part of some big conglomerate. We all live right here. Our offices are right here. The home office is here. The side office is here. And the podcast are from right here. So check them out. All right, to the phones, and then we'll go to the text line. Mike is in Mobile. Hey, Mike.
Howdy, Sean. I got a little background information on your buddy, Justin Wilson.
My hero. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to live over in Louisiana about 12 years. And he had the same station program on TV you were watching. And also on the radio, and he did a little student teaching over at LSU.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, he taught some culinary classes and married one of his young baby dolls over there.
Have a little more wine then.
Oh, yeah. But here's the real shocker. Justin wasn't a Cajun or a coon ass.
What was he?
He was from Macomb, Mississippi, so you figure that out.
Wow, so he was an imposter. Now you've broken my heart, Mike. Now you've broken my heart from Macomb. I mean, nothing wrong with Macomb, but I want to hear he was from Lafayette or Opelousas or Iowa or Jennings or, you know.
He had a good stick and wasn't too much trouble talking. Hi, y'all all. Because I'm an old redneck from Mobile, and like I said, I lived over there for 12 years. Of course, I moved back because my feet started to web up.
We're glad to have you back, Mike, and appreciate the added intel to Justin Wilson. I didn't know he was an imposter. Yeah, you know what? That's great about learning things. I got to see how I'll deal with that. If I'll still, exalt Justin, I probably still will. I'll still probably do that for Halloween. All right. So, Dirt Digger says, it's funny you can't burn our trash, but they make the military burn theirs. Where is the green vote on this? Support our troops, active and retired. They are true patriots. God bless them. They need our help. Jim says, right on with you addressing toxic stuff. Working in Iraq in 08, worked firsthand with toxic and putrid sewage ponds. Trying to get them to digest was a challenge. Our situation was the poor Indian laborers' exposure was constant. Other FOBs, foreign operating bases, had troops performing similar tasks. Folks have no appreciation for what others have been exposed to just to wage war in that part of the world. No Vogue shots at our TIFF. Keep pressure up, Jim. Hey, I will, Jim. Yeah, that Vogue thing, that, as I mentioned it yesterday, we might get to the full story. As much as I'm, once again, not wavering, I think the Ukrainians have shown themselves to not suck at defending themselves and now going on the offense. What a bad choice for Zelensky to go for a photo shoot. Come on, dude. What made you so awesome is you didn't do that. You didn't run away. You didn't do that. You seem to be an engaged president, commander of your military, and then you did a photo shoot. I don't know. Yeah, more people like Terry's sending in the phone number. So we have the phone number. We can send it to you. I tell you what, if you call in, Leanna has the phone number for both Senator Tuberville and Senator Shelby's office. You can get that if you want to make that call. I think you should make your voice heard on that. On the flip side, our Congressman Jerry Carl, I checked with him when this went down, how he voted in the House, and he was a yes vote for the PACT Act in the House. So, but the senators were nays both times, back in June, and then again on Wednesday. So we have those numbers, and we could text them to you, or if you want to just call in, 343-0106. Leanna can give you that phone number. Unnamed texter, and what doesn't cause cancer? There's probably some things that don't cause cancer. This diminishment of it is sad. If you need to hear the stories of what some people are suffering. Yeah, and if you said what doesn't cause cancer, if you're saying, well, the heck with it, or 23 different respiratory illnesses, should we fund? What other things would be okay to fund before funding taking care of our veterans? And I know that it was earlier, like the Mariner had said that, you know, they're taken care of. Well, in some cases they are, in some cases they aren't. And I do get, and Mariner may think I'm following it, there are some people who completely deify, you know, are members of the military or even law enforcement. I don't do that. What I do is I respect. The reason my gut disgust reaction with law enforcement in Uvalde, remember that whole discussion, now there's even more out, it's just even more disgusting what happened in Uvalde, is because you hold up public safety, you hold up the military, because they are, and hear me, they are a sacrificial part of our society. I'm saying that with honor. They are people that go towards the fight so society can continue, whether that's in a local public safety situation with some dirtbag shooting up a school or fighting for our country. They sign on to be a possible sacrifice for society. And that's why you hold up and regard what they do. All right, Hal says, I'm just moving around here. Oh, there we go. Dan says first, the longer they wait, the longer they wait, the more of them die. Ever hear of the toxic sludge? We're in at Fort McClellan. MPs were dying left and right of weird stuff. I think that discussion came up when Rowan was in with me the other day, not on air, but we talked about some of that. Dan, if you want to send me, or I'll Google some more links on that so we can have that as part of the discussion. Hal says, Tubbs is playing a cynical game. He can vote against it knowing it will pass. Yeah, that stuff happens. There's no excuse for that. No excuse. Unnamed texter said, veterans are about 7% of the U.S. population. Everything should be done to take care of them. All right, the Mariner's back. He said, Sean, I'm from a military family and was raised by a father that struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder, physical issues, and the VA for my and then his entire life. I know it's personal to you, and it is to me as well. And as always, thank you for your show. Cool. Mariner, we're on the same page, man. We can disagree, but we have love for those folks. Now come on. Now, Tony has told me. So Mike earlier told me that his everybody knows Justin Wilson. I think it was Michael said that his grandfather's roommate at LSU. Justin Wilson was his grandfather's roommate at LSU. And now Tony said, my grandmother-in-law used to date Justin Wilson. You got some stories, Tony? Damn Yankee says, winner, winner, chicken dinner, Mr. Sullivan. We cannot afford to fight a war in Ukraine. Have you heard Tulsi Gabbard on Ukraine? The politics are exactly the same as Russia, so what are they doing? Yeah, well, Russia's a worse version. At least there's redeeming quality to Ukraine. I do listen to Tulsi Gabbard. I think she's interesting. Don't agree with everything, but I think she's as close to an honest voice as you can hear out of Washington. And then Damn Yankee says, winner, winner, chicken dinner number two for the Mariner. Yes, veterans should be a protected class. Without Americans willing to be soldiers, you will have nothing. You'd be speaking German or maybe Chinese someday. All right. Jason says, Lord have mercy, Justin Wilson, Iron Eyes Cody. Who's next? I guess the colonel wasn't from Kentucky. All our food icons, Jason, are going to be falling down around us. Bill says, Republicans abandoning servicemen for political points is why being tribal about politics is detrimental to our country. Bill, 100% agree with you. What else is hidden in that bill, says the unnamed texter. Well, I have not, and I'm going to sit here and said I have read it. With the people that were defending the no vote from Republicans that I talked to, because I was on the horn on this when this first got fired up, I guess, Wednesday night, and then talked to more people yesterday, and they said, well, there's just, you know, there's money that's not specifically, you know, appropriated, and it's slush fund. Well, you know what you do then? You come out and say, all right, we need this, this, and this rewritten, and we are a yes vote on it. And we're not going to, and you know what Republicans could do? They could say, we need this thing amended that we're worried about. Put it, you know, put the sunshine on it. Do an old Ross Perot whiteboard, which they hear is a giant sucking sound. You know, go up there and write that thing out. Show us what the problem is with it, the specific problem. Offer your suggestion to amend it and say, we're not leaving August 5th. We're going to stay till we pass this bill. You do that, then I give you a thumbs up. Okay, this texter says, we haven't fought an honorable war since the 40s. Whether you agree with that or not, unnamed texter, do you think the men and women that fought in those wars are honorable? I can wait for your answer here. Are they dishonorable? Is that what you're saying? That says post-World War II? They're not honorable? I'll wait. I mean, I'll just sit here. I'll just hit refresh on the text line. We haven't fought an honorable war since the 40s. So this is okay, in your opinion? If you think we haven't, so you think the members of the military that fought are dishonorable? All right, we'll stand by. We'll listen to some news. I'll wait for your response.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, Friday style. Glad to have you along. Time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk about a vehicle that people just love. That is a Lexus. And which one you got on the lot now?
We have got a 2016 Lexus GX that's black with dark interior. It's got every option you can put on it, and it's got a blackout kit on it. It is sexy. Really pretty truck. Good tires. Miles are good, and it's ready to go. It's priced right.
All right, let's talk about that. Once it's priced right, let's talk financing. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here talking about interest rates. How's it looking at LCM?
Interest rates are good, and on something like that Lexus, a 2016 model, we can do it for a short term, or we can stretch it out a little bit and get you a lower payment.
All right, I like that. So people need to come talk financing with you and check out that inventory. How do they find you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. Give us a call, 251-375-0068, or go to the website. There's pictures of that Lexus on there. You can check it out.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day, bud.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. And I know there's a bunch of people here on the text line. I'm going to get you those. It'll probably be during a news break or maybe after the show. I get you the numbers that I read out for Tupperville's office and for Shelby's office. Now, you can call Leanna. She's got them written down, and she's taking your calls right now at 343-0106. Also, on the Facebook page, a blurb about the PACT Act and the vote, and then those phone numbers as well. So if you want to go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, you can find it there. All right. Next text, gosh, a whole bunch. I appreciate that. And even, you know, I appreciate people that disagree or see it differently. As long as you're making a heartfelt, honest discussion there, then absolutely bring it on. All right. Unnamed texter here. I was at Camp Lejeune and got breast cancer at age 52 with no family history and no risky lifestyle. To know that our base commanders and government covered up the toxic water is frustrating. I have never received any government assistance. Next week, I have a biopsy scheduled because it looks like I have a cancer again, thanks to my government. Well, God bless you. And at least now there's been some force of admission, right, on what went on there. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Let's see. Okay. Good. The person, unnamed texter who said we haven't fought an honorable war since the 40s responded. Said, I believe there are plenty of good soldiers. I know two who burned blank in Bosnia and came home drunks and drug addicted. but I'm for defense, not nation building. Spend it how you want. We have to stop spending. All right, so we find some areas of commonality, unnamed texter. So if you listen for any few years or the whole time the show's been on, we could go back and play a what they call those things. Dalton's always talking about the supercuts, where they take all the cuts of something. The number of times I get called isolationist, you could fill up, I was going to say Ladd Stadium, Hancock Whitney Stadium, with the number of times I get called isolationist. And I, or, you know, you non-interventionist, isolationist, liberty. I am probably, you could levy some of that at me, but not every time. But I am not, unnamed texter, I mean, I may or may not have been the person behind the John Bolton's mustache Twitter feed for years that made fun of neocons. I may or may not. I may not have. I could just be making that up. So if you want to know what branch I'm on that same branch too. I'm a non-interventionist until necessary. Look at it. Maximus says here, so the GWOT, so the Global War on Terror, inhonorable. We took to the fight to those SOB tallies who attacked us just like we did the Japanese. And then memes coming in here. And then look at it. Here's a picture of from Jim. Wow, Jim. Jim sent a picture here, which I just explained. He says, my son on Marine Patrol in Helmand Province in 10. Note the poppy field. He dealt with issues after return, but generally Marines not into sharing. Yeah, well, I know. We had a couple of those around here, Jim. He did relate that he heard the click of a dud, IED on patrol. God bless, Jim. God, what a picture. Yeah, there are the poppies right there. Listen, even when I had this same kind of visceral reaction when we left Afghanistan like we did, I don't have too many people that I know that were there, and how wrong this image that, you know, maybe was painted back home of that war was. At the same time, honorable men and women that fought for our country. Bill says the bill got a switch from discretionary spending to mandatory spending. Dems switch it back and the bill passes. That is one of the things they said. They were telling me they didn't like, they were calling this slush fund. And I looked through some of it. I mean, maybe they have some pointier heads than I and can figure it out, but in comparison to other bills that they passed with great routine, it was not nearly as slushy. All right. And we didn't go to Saudi. I'm guessing, unnamed texture, we didn't go to Saudi, as in response to 9/11. Once again, if you want to go back through the outtakes of this show, maybe people could back me up on this, maybe not. Hey, Midday Mobile audience, is Sean a fan of the Saudis or not? And go on the text line. All right, coming up next hour, we'll switch gears to some degree here. Ryan Foster, known this man forever, is going to join me. We'll talk about shows coming here to town, to venues here to town. But also, he's a manager at ASM Global Live. But I'm going to kind of get like the lay of the land on, if you're in the business of putting on shows, right? Bringing cartoon characters in Muppet costumes to town, or rock and roll bands, or country bands, or rap groups, whatever. You're bringing entertainment to the city. What the long COVID effect is on that. And then you look at the future here. Are we going to be, where are we? I mean, do the crowds show back up? Do you want to go see things in person? I think the numbers show that we do. As soon as people could, they're like, oh, yeah, well, the only entertainment will be, you know, everybody will be in their house watching entertainment. There won't even be crowds at venues. Well, look around to shows that have come through town here and see that maybe is not the truth on that. So we'll talk about that with Ryan when we come back here in just a little bit. Let's see. We have time for probably not. So I'll say this. This is something I'm working on for next week. And it's interesting because I have people and articles that see it completely differently. I don't know if you've watched this. So Amazon is wanting to get into the medical world, right? So Amazon, like that Amazon, not like the river, like the big company you buy stuff from, is acquiring a company called One Medical. It's a healthcare provider out there. And it says an article from Time. It says big tech has flirted with healthcare for years. Amazon's direct entry into primary healthcare is a turning point. It'll increase the perils of surveillance capitalism with implications for everyone. Okay, so that's Time's take on it. And this is what I ask you to do with whatever, even listen to me, go find somebody who disagrees and bounce it off. Because then there's an article from Reason magazine, which is a libertarian publication, that says, no, Amazon is not coming for your medical data. So you got a story from Time. Is the truth probably somewhere in between? Usually is. But so Time magazine writes this article about Amazon acquiring this one medical and really painting a pretty scary picture of what could happen and where the data would go. And it would be in the hands of Bezos, I guess. And then you turn around and see an article here from Reason magazine that says, yeah, not so fast. This is, they're not coming for your data. So they're working on this for next week. And also Amtrak and the city of Mobile. That whole discussion, I know, has been chronic, right? We've been talking about it for a long time. It's been a long train coming. We'll have an update on that with Stephen McNair coming up on Monday's show. That's coming up in just a few days. But we got a weekend to do before then and another hour of Midday Mobile. And that's coming your way next.